This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Two people die and 26 others sustain injury in box accident in Ganapur Banki this morning. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli awards National Women's Volleyball Team and coaches for outstanding performance in Kawa Women's Volleyball National League. And monsoon floods in India's Gujarat kills at least 28 people in the past 3 days. Now the news in detail. Two people died and 26 others were injured in a bus accident this morning in Ganapur under the Kohalpur-Nepalganj road section of Bake. The district police office Bake reported that the bus travelling from Dang to Nepalganj overturned out of control. It was informed that two passengers died on the spot. Likewise, the injured were taken to Nepalganj Medical College and Bheri Hospital for treatment. According to police sources, the number of injured may increase. The accident occurred in front of Namaste Resort in Ganapur. Locals said the bus lost control while trying to avoid a motorcyclist. Armed police and Nepal police are at the scene and the rescue operation is ongoing. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has awarded the National Women's Volleyball Players, Coaches and Managers participating in the Kawa Women's Volleyball National League. At a ceremony at his official residence in Balwatar, Prime Minister Oli gave prizes to 14 players including Captain Aruna Shahi, Chief Coach Jagadish Prasad Bhatta, Assistant Coach Bharat Yadav, Manager Neelam Singh Bajracharya and Psychotherapist Lokendra Kuwar. Each player received Rs. 300,000 while the Chief Coach got Rs. 200,000 and other team members received Rs. 120,000 each. The team was the first runner-up in the league held in Kathmandu from August 1 to 7. Prime Minister Oli urged the players to strive for more success and assured efforts to improve sports infrastructure. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deva said the current government aims to lead Nepal towards development and prosperity. Speaking at a press conference in Dhangari, Minister Rana explained that the Congress and CPN-UML have united to address the nation's crisis and work on long-term development. Minister Rana assured that the government will focus on development without altering the essence of the constitution. Similarly, Minister Rana also discussed recent talks with India about constructing a bridge over the Mahakali River and a cricket stadium in Dhangari. Additionally, Minister Rana mentioned the ongoing efforts to secure the release of Bipin Joshi from Israel. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Ramnath Adhikari has formed a five-member committee to address health problems faced by farmers in Gandaki Rural Municipality, Gorkha. The committee, led by Senior Crop Protection Officer Manoj Pokhrel, was formed after reports emerged that excessive pesticides used in vegetable farming in some wards had caused serious health issues. Reports indicate that 61 farmers have cancer and 15 suffer from kidney failure. The task force includes experts from the Nepal Agricultural Research Council, the Department of Food Technology, the Central Agricultural Laboratory, and the Plant Quarantine and Pesticides Management Center. The committee will visit the area and submit a report. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Pandey said that it is time to review the accuracy of reports from investigation committee formed after recent air crashes. Addressing the two-day workshop on air safety organized by the Airlines Operators Association of Nepal today, Minister Pandey stated that a review will focus on identifying problems and finding long-term solutions. Likewise, Minister Pandey also informed that public confidence in domestic aviation has declined, urging concerned agencies to be more vigilant. The Federation of Nepalese National Transport Entrepreneurs Association has urged the Home Minister to address problems in the transport sector. A delegation led by Senior Vice Chairperson Saroj Sitawla met Home Minister Ramesh Lekhok on Wednesday to discuss issues related to the upcoming festivals. The Federation's General Secretary, Deknath Gautam, highlighted that over Rs. 10 trillion is invested in 400,000 vehicles operated by low, middle and self-employed entrepreneurs. The Federation urged the formation of a transport authority to improve safety and manage transport fares during rising cost. Additionally, they requested the implementation of the Supreme Court verdict on 12-year-old vehicles and actions on the Transport Reform Recommendation Task Force report from January 2022. Vehicular movement has come to a complete halt in the Karnali Highway due to a landslide triggered by incessant rains. Public Information Officer at the Road Division Office Jumla, Bir Bahadur GT, said the highway has been obstructed following landslide at Gagnekhola of Kalikot along the Surkhet Jumla Road. The efforts to clear the landslide debris are underway. Similarly, the Safi Bagar Martadi Road has been obstructed due to landslide triggered by incessant rain as well. Vehicular traffic on the road has been disrupted due to landslide at Buddha Bagar at Safi Bagar Municipality 13. It is said the landslide continues creating problem in the opening of the road for traffic. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ishwari Prasad Bhandari, Chief of the Assam District Police, said vehicles including passenger buses heading towards Thangadi from Bajura and vice versa stranded due to the road blockage. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel informed that the government is working hard to control the cholera outbreak. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division has mobilized rapid response teams at provincial and local levels to address the issues. Currently, 68 people in 5 districts are affected by cholera, but the minister noted that declaring a health crisis is not necessary at this time. Monsoon rains have caused disasters leading to 210 deaths of people across Nepal since June 10. According to Nepal Police spokesperson Dan Bahadur Karki, more than 100 were injured due to landslides. Spokesperson Karki further said the search for the missing person is underway. Many families are still displaced. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Intense monsoon rains and floods in India's Gujarat state killed at least 28 people in the past 3 days. Government officials said the deaths were caused by some drowning and others by being hit by falling trees. The weather department warned more heavy rain is expected on Thursday in the western coastal state. Rivers have brushed their banks and more than 30,000 people fled their homes. Some 1,856 people were rescued by disaster and army officials deployed for relief operations. Electricity connections were badly affected, with some 1,000 villages grappling without power. Climate change turbocharged the winds and rain of Typhoon Gaimi, which killed dozens of people across the Philippines, Taiwan, and China earlier this year. The World Weather Attribution found the system's wind speeds were 7% more intense due to man-made climate change. Likewise, Agence France-Presse reported the network of scientists saying that Typhoon Gaimi's rainfall was 14% heavier in Taiwan and 9% heavier in Hunan. Still, they found the warm seas that helped form and fuel Typhoon Gaimi would have been virtually impossible in a world that had not warmed to the current 1.2 Celsius above pre-industrial levels. A powerful typhoon has made landfall in Japan, with 3 people already confirmed dead. Japan Meteorological Agency said Typhoon Shanshan landed in Kagoshima Prefecture in the southern island of Kyushu at around 8 local time. According to BBC, the agency has issued its rare special warning for the most violent storms, warning of landslide, flooding, and large-scale damage. As much as 600 millimeter of rain over 24 hours has been forecast in some areas of Kyushu, home to 12.5 million people. Likewise, as of today, Japan Meteorological Agency said powerful storm Shanshan has made its landfall in the southwestern Japanese prefecture of Kagoshima. The 10th typhoon of the year, classified as very strong, is moving northward near Satsuma Sendai City at about 15 kilometers per hour. The High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, handed over the first payment for hybrid power projects in the Delft, Nainativu and Analativu Islands. These projects aim to meet the energy needs of the islands which are not connected to the national grid. The payment was given to Sulakshana Jivardana, Secretary of the Ministry of Power and Energy and Chairperson of the Sri Lankan Sustainable Energy Authority. India is providing $11 million in assistance for this project. Earlier, Jha visited the eastern province and discussed ongoing projects with local officials under Indian assistance. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province. At present, there is a partial influence of monsoon across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Two people die and 26 others sustain injury in bus accident in Ganapur Banki this morning. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli awards National Women's Volleyball Team and coaches for outstanding performance in Kaba Women's Volleyball National League. And monsoon floods in India's Gujarat kill at least 28 people in the past 3 days. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.